Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
After 17-year-old Trayvon Martin died by gunshot, critics of the Sanford, Florida Police Department accused the department of poor judgment and an ineffective use of key witnesses, among other things.
You're going to walk him back into a police car, and you're going to handcuff him again. But this time, you're going to print him, you're going to book him, you're going to photo him, and you're going to bring him before a jury of his peers.
As the Reverend Al Sharpton speaking at a rally in Miami, Florida last month, some residents of Sanford say this is not an isolated problem having to do just with the Trayvon Martin case, but systemic. Joining us now, Reverend Calvin Donaldson. Reverend Calvin Donaldson is the father of Corey Donaldson, who was shot and killed in Sanford in October 2001. So, Calvin, when you heard the details of the Trayvon Martin case, some of it probably sounded pretty familiar to you. What are the parallels with the death of your own son?
Well, you know, it brought back some memories to me, and it's par for the course with the Sanford Police Department. Trayvon Martin's case, this man killed a young man and never was arrested. It's the same thing happened with my son, Corey, October 12, 2011. A young man shot my son in the head along with three others, trying to kill a household of people, and never was arrested for the crime. Even though they had credible witnesses, Sanford seemed to tend to want to pick and choose the witnesses that they bring forward. They were apathetic, and I think in my mindset, and this is Calvin Donaldson speaking now, they are very, very incompetent. It just seems like, you know, it's just par for the course. And not just my son Corey alone and Trayvon. I can name for you at least five others, one by the name of Dominique Stafford. He was killed, and nothing was ever been done about that, 2008. A young man by the name of Mark Pearson. He was also gunned down in 2004. Nothing has ever been done about that. A young man by the name of Keith J. West, he was also killed September 26, 2006. Nothing had ever been done about that. Another friend of mine, Brian J. Robinson, his mother taught school, grandmother taught school along with my wife. He was kidnapped from home a month after my son was killed, or 3 weeks after my son was killed. Nothing has ever been done about that. And Danny J. Lawson, 35 years old, was found dead, shot in the head by a single gunshot March the 3rd of 2009. The Sanford Police Department seems to be pretty apt when it comes to giving tickets and harassing folk, but to solving major crimes, especially when it pertains to blacks and all of these people that I named to you, they were black. There's nothing that has ever been done.
Well, I'm sorry. That's Reverend Calvin Donaldson of Sanford, Florida, who lost his son. He was shot and killed in Sanford in October of 2001. Let me bring John Rudolph into the conversation here, criminal justice reporter for The Huffington Post. John, you went and talked to a lot of members of the community and other people who know about what's called basic police procedure. What are the specific ways in which people say the Sanford Police Department is perhaps not doing its job?
I think the clearest evidence of that they've dropped the ball is if you look at the Trayvon Martin case. That's been one that's been dissected, and we kind of put some of the evidence in front of some experts. We're talking to former police chiefs and kind of former detectives, and they're looking at phone records that weren't picked up, witnesses that weren't talked to, kind of real basic stuff, and what seems to be a rush to judgment. And then if you kind of start going over some of these older cases, you kind of see some of the same thing. In this one homicide that we looked at, you had essentially a very fast investigation. This was the homicide of another 17-year-old. Ikeem Ruffin. The police wrapped up the case in literally under 24 hours, brought homicide charges, and later saw the entire thing fall apart. So it's kind of hard to kind of dissect, an entire police department's history. But you can kind of go over some of these past cases and you start to see, what at least on the surface seems to be a kind of a pattern of maybe possibly rushing to judgment kind of seeing some cases kind of fall apart, you know, when they come under closer scrutiny later.
Could it be, and let me go back to you, Reverend, because you live in the community, could it be overwork? Often the police say, they defend themselves and say, we have a lot of cases. Police work is slow work and grinding work. Could that be the explanation?
Well, that can be in part, but Sanford has a history of apathy. And prosecuting cases and bringing to bear the cases that they want to. Just last year, we had a police lieutenant's son to accost a young man that was homeless and almost kill him, and it was videotaped. Never was brought up the charges until someone came forward with the videotape. And then and only then did they prosecute the young man, and he was only slapped on the wrist for attempted murder. And so it's really just powerful. This is an ongoing process with the city of Sanford.
And in fact, Reverend, your son's case was actually finally, there was some action in it, you feel, only because of Trayvon Martin.
That was only because of Trayvon Martin. And we want to look, I hate to say that this young man was a sacrificial lamb, but he brought light to a darkened area of the city called Sanford. These people did, they didn't contact me. They initially did and gave me a lot of promises. And I was not looking for a promise of a conviction, but at least an arrest. They never arrested this young man. This young man gave himself up for the murder that killed my son, and they released him, saying that the witnesses weren't credible. He gave himself up for the murder simply because it got too hot on the outside, and he sought security on the inside. They protected him for a while and let him go, and now he's back on the street doing the same thing, threatening people.
That's Reverend Calvin Donaldson. His son, Corey, was shot and killed in Sanford in October of last year. John Rudolph, will this investigation also possibly look into these kind of accusations against the police department?
That's a very good question. You've got the Justice Department down there. I would just assume that they've got to be taking notes and they've got to be talking to people. It does take quite a bit for them to kind of open up a civil lawsuit against the police department or really actually start to go back and kind of open this stuff up, but it's certainly a possibility.
That's John Rudolph, criminal justice reporter for the Huffington Post. Thanks to both of you.
Pleasure. You.